I wanted to ask you about South America because I know there's talk about the dry conditions there, especially in the big state of Mato Grosso do Sul.
Yeah.
So is this something that could last for a while?
It could. So here's the big issue. The season started off really, really good. They got the crop in right on time. The Brazilian monsoon started on time, and everything was favorable in the tropics for them getting early season rain. Now, they don't have our soil, so they need that rain continually. So about a week ago, we started to see this one global feature, we call it the Madden-Julian Oscillation, go into a phase that is unfavorable for the strength of their monsoon. And it has started to dry out first in southern Brazil and then now into the central and northern parts of Brazil. The consequence of that is we're going into January. They're going to start to harvest some of the early planted soybeans, and a lot of the crop is in that crucial stage where they're filling out pods. If you don't have the rain, we're not going to be able to make those huge yields. And the projections currently are for a big crop, maybe 120 plus million metric ton crop. So we are going to see that all the way through the end of this year, the probability of them having adequate rainfall is low. Now, because they were wet up to this point, if we start the new year and it is still dry, we will start to see major issues, especially in Mato Grosso. Now, it was dry in Paraná, Rio Grande do Sul, and Mato Grosso do Sul going into this, but they just in the last few days got some rain that they desperately needed. But it was kind of like, think about Nebraska, right? We may have a really dry summer and one event comes through. It may make things green up for a little bit, but it's not going to sustain. They got to get back into a more wet pattern. We are forecasting, you know, for them to go back into weather pattern by the time we get to maybe the first full week of the new year. If there's any delay in that, it will have a problem with production ag in Brazil. Yeah.
So we know how important August is to soybeans.
Yes.
Here, so it's basically the equivalent
you,
there.
You can do that. You know, they have a little bit different pace on their growing season down there than we do, but yes, that is the way to think about it. We're going into that crucial time period that's going to make or break those yields.
How about in Argentina?
Well, Argentina's been crazy. So they had a drought last year, and the effect of that drought lasted all through their dry season. And now they go back, they're in spring right now, right? So what's come in is they've had major, major thunderstorm events followed by major dry spells. There's a place there called Santa Fe. It's in near Cordoba, which is kind of the heart of their growing area. And they had a great precipitation event, 12 days of dryness, and they just got a 4-inch rainfall event. Now, you think about that. That's not steady delivery of rainfall. So I have a buddy down there right now. He just sent me a video of a field that 3 weeks ago had 10 inches of rain on it, and there's a dust devil in the middle of it. So the thing is, they're going back and forth and back and forth with their weather, and it's less than ideal. They are near their average planting pace, but it's been so sporadic, no one's got a good story out of it. But it's been dwarfed by the fact that the Brazilian crop could be so huge and the carryout from the U.S. crop that it's not yet a major market story. But if Brazil has some issues and they start looking at Argentina, if China's still the big buyer, that will be the weather story moving forward, is that there's going to be some troubles coming out of both locations. Right now, though, it looks as though by the beginning of January, we get the decent rains back into Brazil. And if I'm wrong, well, hooray for U.S. farmers, okay? But it's looking to be that way for them. But again, Argentina's been up, down, up, down. It's just flood, drought for those folks, and some massive thunderstorms. We have a project, real quick, down there called Relampago, where we're studying their severe thunderstorms like we do here in the Midwest, a huge multi-university project. And I've seen some pictures and videos that just make my kind of spine tingle with some of the hail they've gotten.